You're listening to the Q106.5 Morning Show on demand. Wake up weekdays with Cindy Campbell and Jordan Verge on Maine's number one for new country.
Whoa. Are we late?
Are we late? I know I almost was today. Why?
No, I mean going on air for our first segment together in the morning.
Are we late?
Yeah, we always start at, 6:10?
Oh, okay.
I'm looking outside.
Yeah.
Q106.5, it's David and Cindy. The clock says 6:10.
Right.
But are we late?
Yeah, no, it's that whole daylight saving time. See, I said it right.
There you go. It's not plural. It's saving time. Listen, I don't care, but there's people out there. There's trolls. They're called trolls. English language trolls. And then if you go daylight savings time, even just one little slip and you immediately correct yourself. Like you go daylight savings. I'm like, I mean saving time. They're, ha, 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 no, it's not. It's saving time, you dork. And I'm like, oh, you're right. I am. I'm a loser. Yeah, daylight saving time happened. The sun's coming up.
Yeah.
Look at that sunrise in Maine.
Yeah, absolutely amazing sunrise this morning.
That is beautiful.
Incredible. I was telling David, I wanted so badly this morning to stop and take pictures of it, and I was already running late. It's like, no, I can't do that. You got to get to work.
And this is the time of year. It's okay. I would have understood. Although this is the time of year, I think, where the sunrise just takes forever.
Which was great.
Yeah. We get to enjoy it even longer.
It's just gorgeous.
It is beautiful, and this is the kind of thing you need to be watching, especially because there's a lot of data and scientific evidence where less sunlight, the more depressed you feel.
Right.
So you get that sunrise in to kick off your day, you're set.
It's awesome.
It's like taking a big vitamin D, right?
Vitamin D.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'll learn that living in Maine. Vitamin D is a big deal in the wintertime because you don't get enough of it.
In fact, we're going to talk about that later. How do you deal with these shorter nights? How do you stay happy? How do you keep that beautiful face smiling?
Yeah.
We'll talk about that later. Coming up, something gross was in studio as soon as I walked in.
I took my pumpkin out of here.
We'll talk about it. One of the rare mornings where I beat you here, I wish it were you.
Really?
Yeah. Because I had to clean it up. We'll talk about it coming up in 10 minutes.
Oh,
also, woke up to us losing a musician, a legend. We'll tell you who that was, too. We lost a musician. Somebody I think who everybody knows and was the reason behind so many other legends. All that's on the way right here on David and Cindy, Q106.5. Morgan Wallen, Q106.5. David and Cindy, seeing a lot of photos from Marine Corps balls over the weekend. 249th birthday of the United States Marine Corps will be celebrated November 10th. They do these Marine Corps balls throughout the week.
Mm-hmm.
Man, they just look sharp. Makes you want to become a Marine. They're dressed and they're in their dress blues and everything. You're just like, man, I will never be that cool. So thank you to all the Marines and everybody who has served. Good reminder to do that.
Yes, for sure.
Okay, I walked in the studio this morning, Miss Cindy.
Yeah, what was the mess? I was here yesterday. I didn't leave any mess, did I?
No, you didn't.
Oh, good. Okay, mm-hmm. I didn't think I did.
It was me.
It was you?
It was me.
What did you leave?
My carved pumpkin.
Yeah.
Inside the heated studio over the weekend.
Yep.
I thought it was so cute, too. Carved in Q106.5. Okay, it looked like Q10C.5. I got lazy. The Q and the 1 and the 0 look great. But by the time I got to the 6, my hand was tired.
Yeah.
I didn't want to carve anymore.
Yeah.
The 5 looked okay.
Yeah.
And the point was easy. Come on, you just kind of punch a hole.
Right, exactly.
But the 6, you got to do the curve. And I was like, oh, my wrist. This is almost so old. Why didn't I just make a smiley face?
So, okay. So the mess was that the pumpkin started to melt.
It looked more like a 1-0.
Yeah.
It looked like a 1-0. And then I went to lift it up because I was like, oh, this thing needs to go. This is gross.
Oh, yeah.
Look at that.
Yeah.
Well, wouldn't you be surprised to hear? So I lifted that pumpkin up. That grandpa pumpkin is what it looked like.
Yeah.
All the guts just came flying out. all over the counter.
What, didn't you take the guts out?
There was some left over, I guess. And then there was that sludge, that liquid.
Oh,
like,
yeah, yeah.
Where does the liquid? It's like, I didn't put a bucket of water in this pumpkin. Where did that bucket of water come in? And I look at it and smell it. And I'm like, oh, that's not water.
Yeah, I don't know if people realize that pumpkins, once you carve them, if you leave them long enough and if they get warm enough, they will just melt.
Yeah, that's what it was doing.
Yeah.
Oh, it was so gross.
Which is funny because that's exactly why I stopped in yesterday. I was in town doing some shopping and I said, I better go get that pumpkin out of the studio because it's going to stink.
Yeah.
And mine is still,
that's good.
Mean, it's starting to.
Sure.
It's starting to look like an old man. Yeah. My bug eyes one.
Which yours was so cute, your carved pumpkin.
But I picked it up and nothing came out of it.
Yeah, well,
there are a couple little skid marks over here. I should probably take care of.
So when you...
I was impressed that when my husband saw the pictures that you took with the candles inside.
Right.
He looked at it and he said, wow, hon, that's a nice skull. It's like, you can tell that's a skull?
Really? Wow. Okay, look at that. Yeah. You did win the competition, right?
I did.
Okay.
By one vote.
Barely
beat
mine.
Literally by one vote.
Well, I had the grossest at the end of the day. And if the studio smells a little funny this morning, I don't think I'll be able to eat pumpkin pie this season just because I'm so grossed out by what happened. Just kidding. I'm going to devour pumpkin pie.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And once my pumpkin goes by just a little bit more, it's sitting on my step right now. We'll chop it up and put it out for the deer.
Very cool.
Deer love it.
Yeah. I have a quick question.
Okay.
You can't bait deer to come in to hunt them, right?
You cannot.
So if you're throwing pumpkins out there.
I'm not going to throw him under his tree stand.
Okay. Oh, no. Well, I wasn't meant like your husband's tree stand. Sure. But like if there's pumpkins out there, wouldn't a hunter know to kind of sit around those pumpkins?
Well, it's going to be near my yard, so they better not.
Huh. Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's that time of year, you know? Wear the blaze orange. There's a house here.
Yeah.
You can't hunt here.
There's a really thin line, though, if you're a hunter and you're like, man, I have these pumpkins. They're going to go to waste. I want to give them to the deer. So kind of like a last meal thing.
Yeah.
And then you're like, well, now they're here and I didn't intend that. My intent wasn't for this, but they're here now. So he eats, I eat. Okay. All right. You're giving me the look. I get it. All right. No, I'll say no more.
I don't know what to say to that.
I get it. I get it. There's some thin lines out there. There's some gray areas.
Mm-hmm.
There's some gray areas. I'm just
not according to the wardens.
Yeah.
There are no gray areas.
Coming up, we're going to check the weather because there's no gray outside. It's pink cotton candy skies this morning.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
And now it's going kind of gray.
Okay, never mind.
It was really beautiful this morning, though.
Yeah, you missed it.
You're just getting up. Boy, did you miss the show.
We'll check the weather forecast because we're in for another roller coaster of a week as far as temperatures go, which is kind of fun.
Yeah.
And we lost a musical legend this morning. If you haven't heard, we'll share that coming up too on Q106.5. Q106.5, we are David and Cindy, and some good news, maybe, in the Cindy household this morning?
My husband just messaged me and said he just got a buck.
All right!
Yeah, so that's exciting. He is a bow hunter, and he's been at this for a while now and has been really discouraged, so I'm really happy for
him. He's been living in the trees.
He really has.
Cindy hasn't seen her husband in weeks.
Oh, no, I see him.
Barely. She has to go outside and look up and go, hon!
When I see him, and especially I think the bow hunters will appreciate this, he's saying, don't get near me. Don't get near me. Don't touch me. I can't have your scent on me. Get away from me.
Now, this is fantastic. Jim can shower now?
Yeah.
It's the biggest thing because the 10 minutes that he sleeps every day outside of the tree next to you, I'm sure he's got to smell like nature.
A little bit. Yeah.
Oh, this is good.
Yeah, I'm happy for him. That's great.
That's good for him. Well, congratulations. He's not listening to us.
Of course he's not.
No, but now he can. He can listen to us again.
Yeah.
That's good. Oh.
He listens every morning when he's working. He's just not working this morning.
I know. He was busy.
Right.
He was busy trying to provide for family. Let's check out that weather that Jim's been sitting in this morning. A little chilly, but man, do we have a roller coaster of temperatures this week. Here's Todd Simcox.
Mostly cloudy skies out there for our Monday. Could see a late day rain or snow shower for northern and western parts of the state. Otherwise, most of us will see a dry day. It'll be cool. Temperatures in the upper 30s to mid 40s. Overnight tonight, rain is likely. That rain may mix with some snow initially across the northern part of the state, but it'll go over to all rain up there as well. Steadiest rain is going to be across the northern half of the state during the overnight tonight. Temperatures will drop back into the mid 30s to lower 40s. Mostly cloudy to start the day on Tuesday. Should see some breaks in those clouds coming during the afternoon. A warm front lifting northward across the area will give us a chance for a few scattered showers during the day Tuesday as well. It's going to be a little bit warmer. Temperatures Tuesday in the mid-50s to around 60 degrees. Partly to mostly cloudy on Wednesday. Nice and warm. Temperatures in the mid-60s to low 70s. We will see the chance for a few scattered showers as well. And then we're back to sunshine, dry and cooler on Thursday. Temperatures Thursday in the upper 40s to middle 50s. For Q106.5, I'm WABI TV5 and the CW meteorologist, Todd Simcox.
27 degrees now at Q106.5. Yeah, I'm glad he's the one that's been sitting in the tree stand this morning, not me.
Yeah, wow.
That's and crazy.
Do you hear we're going to maybe hit 70 again this week? Wednesday. Isn't that insane?
That is insane.
Hey, we'll take it.
Exactly. What a weird year, though.
My poor dog's hair, though. It's like, we got our coat. No, we don't. We're shedding it. We got our coat. No, we don't. We're shedding it. No, we don't. We're
got my winter coat. Why am I so hot?
Yeah. No, it's my floors all have a winter coat now.
Yeah, I bet.
Ugh.
Yeah.
We lost Quincy Jones over the night.
Wow.
Quincy Jones was 91 years old. I would love to share some of his resume, like how his career spanned 70 years, 28 Grammys, 80 nominations.
Wow.
He's responsible for some of the biggest hits for Frank Sinatra and Ella Fitzgerald. Of course, with Michael Jackson, he created some of the biggest hits and albums of all time.
Right.
He's responsible for The Color Purple and The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. And that's why I was like, Quincy Jones, I know who he is. Well, I just read about him too. Oh, yeah. Will Smith's autobiography or his memoir, which is titled Will Smith, is a very good book. It's a very good book. And it was written and released right before he did the slap.
Yeah.
And there's a lot in it that actually kind of leads up to why that would happen with Chris Rock. But anyways, he mentions Quincy Jones in the book and how Will Smith was invited to a party by Quincy Jones last minute and said, we want you to be the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Will Smith essentially play this character.
Right.
And he goes, okay, well, when do I need to audition? He goes, now, at this party.
Oh, wow.
Will Smith left the room and said, I can't do it. I got too much anxiety. I'm not going to do it. I can't do it. Can we book it for next week? And Quincy Jones looked at him and goes, sure, we can book it. We'll book it for next week. But the NBC or whatever TV director, TV lead, TV boss isn't going to be here.
Right.
All the producers for this show aren't going to be here. And we can try to book it for a week and we'll ask them and they'll say, yeah, but I have a lunch. Or yeah, I have to go see my family.
Right.
And we're never going to get them all together. Right now is your shot. If you don't take this, you will never get this role. And so he did the audition in the middle of the room in front of everybody because of Quincy Jones. And he nailed it. And we got a great show called The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
That's awesome. And Will Smith got a career.
Right.
Yeah.
That was Quincy Jones. And that's he started amazing. So many careers too. So yeah. I'd take 91.
Yeah.
Yeah. 91. And his career, I would take 30 in his career.
Nah.
Yeah, 30's a little young.
What a ride he had. That's awesome.
Incredible. Yeah. All right. Coming up, we have a new giveaway that you want to listen for codes for.
Yeah.
We're going to send you on another great experience. Of course, last week we wrapped up Jelly Roll, but we got a new one that starts this morning.
Do we want to say? Do we want to wait?
Oh, 10 minutes away.
Okay.
We'll share all the details.
All right.
It's Q106.5. Hey, we are deep in the fall and it is cold. Yes, we're on that roller coaster though. It's going to be hot. It's cold, hot, cold. Either way, you know you need the heat. I had my heat blasting last night. And if you need the heat, go to the Heating Lodge. Now, you can check out everything they have at heatinglodge.com. I mean, from fire tables to your patios, gas stoves, wood stoves, pellet stoves, so many beautiful designs to choose from to upgrade your home with. Vermont Castings, Harman, Quadrifier stoves, and much more. And these are for your commercial places too and your industrial places. Basically, if you need heat, it's at the Heating Lodge. Oh, check out their Samsung heat pumps too. Energy sufficient, which means lowering that pesky utility bill. Versatile units with one outdoor, one or more indoors. And of course, the Heating Lodge with their two locations, home to some of the top brand name grills. We're mid-football season. It's not too late to put one of those bad boys on your patio and host a Sunday football fun day. And you're going to need a patio furniture. They got that as well. Pollywood, the very best. Two locations, like I said, in Bangor on Griffin and Union, the Heating Lodge, and their newest location, Moosehead Trail in Newport. But again, you can see all they have to offer and place your order today at heatinglodge.com. Lee, gonna love you. Q106.5. Hey, Miss Cindy, can you believe we're only 51 days until Christmas? Wow. 51 days?
51 days.
Oh, my gosh.
I have so much shopping to do. So much shopping to
Girl,
do.
Same. Where are we going? When are we going?
I don't know.
Let's hit up the mall. I went there the other... I told you, what, there's still a lot of stores in there. People were really underselling it.
Yeah.
Sure, the parking lots need some work.
Yeah.
But we could go do so. We could knock out some Christmas shopping there.
The building needs some work, too.
A little bit.
This weekend is the first of two Bangor Mall craft fairs.
Oh, okay.
Which are huge. I mean, just be prepared for a lot of people.
We're not going this weekend.
Oh, I am.
You're going this weekend.
That's an event.
I will go to Sam's Club or something.
I mean, it's hard to find a parking space. There are that many people. That
wow, that's a good thing, though.
Yeah.
I love a good craft fair.
Yeah.
Oh, that stinks. My mom is visiting this weekend. She leaves today. She loves craft fairs, too.
If you're listening, you might want to stay for a week.
You hear that, Mom? I love my mom.
Yes.
Let's see, a whole nother week with my mom and me together. We didn't argue all weekend.
That's good.
We would definitely argue.
Yeah, about the time she said, you're going to the craft fair with me. No, I'm not.
But I love spending time with her. 51 days until Christmas, 24 days until Thanksgiving, Miss Cindy. Hey, with that being said, I have something to ask you.
Okay.
Hold on. I gotta find it. Hold on.
Okay.
Hold on. I gotta find it. Hold on. What did one pumpkin pie say to the other? What did one pumpkin pie say to the other?
What did one pumpkin pie say to the other?
What did one pumpkin pie say to the other?
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
You want a piece of me? You want a...
I can't believe I ate that whole thing.
You ate it, Ralph.
I'm thinking slice, squash. Never thought of... Piece.
You want a piece of me?
I want a piece.
I do too now.
A little whipped cream, a lot of whipped cream on it.
Well, listen, Thanksgiving 24 days away. Speaking of Christmas being 51 days away, a great gift would be a pair of tickets to see Kane Brown in San Diego.
Oh, absolutely, in March.
Yeah, that is what we're getting you qualified to win all week long, beginning at 8:20 this morning with those codes.
What's the weather like in San Diego in March?
Oh, man, 60s, maybe 70s, usually the coldest I've experienced it. I mean, it can get down to the 30s, but it's like once in a blue moon and very rare. Okay. And that's at night. But during the day, yeah, 50s, 60s, 70s.
Which compared to Maine is going to be pretty nice. So there you go.
You have to drive 2-3 hours away to even touch snow. And you can. You can go skiing up in the mountains.
Yeah.
Which is the unique thing about California. You know, in the same day, you can go skiing and then you can go down and go surfing, which I've done in the same day.
Right.
And it's really unique. Maine's so much better. Don't tell them.
I have a friend who lived in, maybe still does, I don't know, in Riverside.
Uh-huh.
And he used to call me at Christmas and say, we celebrated Christmas, we went up into the mountains, had a snowball fight, and went back down to the beach. That's right, as much snow as I need.
It's 80 down here, but it's 30 up there. So you get a little bit of everything.
Right.
So yeah, we're sending you to San Diego. You can win that right here on Q106.5. Pair of tickets. We'll take care of the flight for you and a friend. A hotel, two-night stay, $500 spending cash.
Very cool. I love Kane Brown.
He's fantastic.
Aside from the fact that he's very nice to look at, he's incredibly talented.
I told you the story about my first time interviewing him when he first started. He had screws in his ears as earrings. And I was like, that's unique. And he was one of those new digital media guys. That's how he became famous.
Yeah.
He worked very hard. And then the next year, I interviewed him again. Big diamonds.
Yeah.
Big diamonds in his ears. I was like, oh, buddy, you got paid.
Yeah.
Keep those hits coming. you keep those earrings on.
That's right.
And he has a beautiful family. And you can go see him again. March 13th is that show in San Diego, California. Nice. 820. Listen for that code. It's on the way on Q106.5. Q106.5. We are David and Cindy. Thank you so much for laughing with us on a Monday morning.
It is Monday.
Oh, okay. When you say it like that.
I know. Well, I mean, I got up this morning and my husband was getting ready to go hunting, and so he left early this morning. And there was coffee, and I had coffee. Yeah. And I went to leave the house sometime later when I was going to work and went to the coffee maker, and the coffee had expired and was getting cool.
Oh.
So I'm like, okay, fine. I don't have time this morning to stop for coffee, but we always have coffee at the office.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, so I get here, and I find out, because I always bring my coffee, I didn't know this, we haven't had a shipment of coffee in a while. So there's no coffee in the office either, but I have a Keurig machine in my office. That's fine. Sure, I'll go make my own coffee.
Then you should be good. You're all set. Yeah.
The only K-cups I have here are decaf. So yes, it's Monday.
So you're over there like, you know.
I'm jonesing for a little caffeine kick, yeah. A little bit.
You're kind of struggling.
A little bit.
And then I'm over here. Hold on. I feel really guilty about this. I hope you know.
Drinking his coffee.
Hold on. And it's a lot, too. It's one of those big Stanleys.
Yeah, exactly. That's a huge amount of coffee.
I would never buy one of these massive Stanleys that are way overpriced on my own. I got this from a really kind listener. Hold on.
That's really nice. Look at him drinking his coffee.
Oh.
I mean, I have my Keurig coffee, so I have the flavor. I just.
You have decaf.
Yeah, I have decaf.
So you're over there kind of. You know, you're struggling a little bit. Not that you look like you're struggling. Like you're doing fantastic. But
okay.
But internally, and really keep it inside. Don't let me see it. But you're like, man, I really want that caffeine.
I really want that caffeine.
And then I'm over here like that. Oh, that is, that is heaven. Oh, that is so good. I'm ready to conquer today. But you're over there.
Yeah.
You're over there, and gosh, we don't even have a song for it. Because it's so, I don't want to say sad.
Yeah.
Just, like it just lacks everything. Because it's just, you don't have that. Hold on. Oh, gosh, that's so good. Oh, my God, that's great coffee. But I'm not one to brag.
Or rub it in my face.
Absolutely.
Slurp it in my face.
Oh, that was so good. All right, coming up, we have some good news. Okay.
Good.
That should put some pep in your step this morning because you don't have your coffee. Do you want me to go get you some Dunkin'? I feel so bad.
No. We're kind of busy doing a show here. It's fine.
Well, just as long as you know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
That I do, in fact, feel really guilty and really bad. And I would share some of my coffee. I would.
Yeah.
But I can't get the lid off.
Yeah.
My lips have been all over it.
Oh, yeah,
you don't know me. I'm from California. God knows
exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
Yeah, I don't even need to say it.
I don't need California germs. Thank you very much.
No, you don't. No. So I'll keep my germs. Oh, hold on. Do I smell? Oh, wow. I am ready to seize the day. Right. Let's go. Right?
Right. Yeah.
Hey, we got a code.
Let me slurp my K-cup decaf here. It'll be so good.
We really got to find a song for you because that's just, I mean, how does that make you
that's
feel?
So good. Really good.
Hey, coming up at 8:20. We have the code that you need to listen for to go see Kane Brown in San Diego, California. We want to send you.
That'll wake me up going to see Kane Brown. Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, that's all I need.
So if you happen to win, maybe consider bringing Cindy and make sure she has coffee. She's still fantastic and wonderful without it. But you can tell when you look at her directly into her eyes.
Yeah.
Something missing in her soul. Something missing.
That's right.
You know what always peps me up, Miss Cindy?
What?
Going to Sand Dollar Spa and Pool.
Oh, yeah.
Gosh, I love them. And they're perfect. Listen, if you're looking at the winter right now and you're like, oh, boy, I've survived so many Maine winters here. And, you know, I make the most of them. But, man, I just wish I had something to enjoy them even further. Like, maybe at home? Well, you can. Just go to Sand Dollar Spa and pull. In fact, get on sanddollarspa.com right now. Sanddollarspa.com right now. Check out all the beautiful hot tubs, the saunas. Yes, you can have a sauna in your home. It's very affordable, very doable. Financing's available in addition to their hot tubs. But I'm looking at the monthly payments. I'm like, this is, like, cheaper than most of my streaming services combined. Like, and just eliminate them and have a hot tub. Oh, that would be so much better. Oh, right there on your patio. Oh, right there outdoors in your backyard. Oh, my gosh. And you're sitting there, snow's falling underneath the beautiful stars, sipping on your hot chocolate or your coffee. Hold on. Oh, that is so good, Miss Cindy. You are missing out. Oh, my God. And that could be you in your hot tub in your backyard.
Thanks.
$10 spa and pool. Currently located in Brewer, 96 Parkway South. But they are moving to Bangor. So you could probably score a pretty good deal. They don't want to move all that inventory to Bangor in the spring. They want to hook you up and get rid of it. Also, while you're there, check out all of the hot tub accessories. Make sure you take care of your hot tub, including a cover, which they feature on their Instagram right now. This is amazing. It's a high-quality cover. And this hot tub they sold in Lubbock, Maine, where it helps your hot tub become energy efficient, keeps your water clean, and the longevity of your water, too, and your hot tub from all the wear and tear of the winter, so you can actually enjoy it all winter long. Sand Dollar Spa and Pool, 96 Parkway South and Brewer, and online, sanddollarspa.com.
Green, you look like you love me.
Riley Green, very attractive, could be one of the sexiest men in country music.
Yep.
In fact, we're going to talk about the sexiest men alive coming up next segment.
Okay.
Because People's Sexiest Men Alive,
yeah.
the big reveal is about a week away.
Wow.
November 12th.
I am down with talking about sexy men. I'm good with that.
I got it. I figured you needed something because this morning you're just... I mean, not struggling, but I can tell something's off. What is it? You don't have your coffee.
I don't have my coffee this morning, but
yeah.
Our good friend Ann Sweeney just reached out, said, I'm out running errands. What kind of coffee do you want?
Oh, my gosh, please. Because I am feeling intense guilt this morning. Hold on. Oh, because I did bring my coffee.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you, every time I take a sip.
I like to move it, move it.
I'm feeling like this over here.
I like to move it, move it.
I am
pumped.
Yeah,
like to
move
it.
Let's go.
I like to move it, move it.
But then you have Miss Cindy over there. Oh. Me? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Filling it. Hold on. More. Oh, yeah. I got a little pumpkin spice creamer in there. Sugar-free. Uh-huh. Got it on sale at Hannaford. Oh, it's so good, this coffee.
Pump up the champ.
Oh, okay. You know, I love you, but I really hate you right now.
Oh, that's not nice. I always love you.
Uh-huh.
Come in for a big bear hug.
Yeah.
Let's get into good news.
Let's do it.
Q106.5.
So much bad news out there. How about some good news?
I believe most people are good.
Good news on Q106.5 is brought to you by Slipping Gear Cycling, Stillwater Avenue, Bangor. Friends, family, community. Good news today includes coffee.
Oh, that is fun. Hold on. Okay, go on. You read, I'll sip.
Okay. Monday, a week from today, is, of course, Veterans Day. And the Ellsworth Elks Club is treating them to a meal or three meals, free meals all day.
Nice.
For veterans. The club at 317 High Street in Ellsworth will serve eggs, bacon, sausage, and toast and coffee for breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
Hamburgers, hot dogs, and french fries for lunch.
Not decaf like what Cindy has.
No.
Over there.
And spaghetti, well, maybe. I'm sure they'll have decaf.
Oh, and well, yeah, if you want decaf. Yeah, sure, of course, yeah.
And spaghetti and garlic bread for dinner. Veterans eat for free. They can bring their family members with them, but they will be asked to make a donation.
I absolutely
Anyone
love that.
Anyone can eat for a donation, but veterans eat for free. That's so cool. Incredible. They're going to be cooking all day long.
Incredible. Absolutely incredible. Love that we take care of our veterans. Should be every day. And I love that we take a special day to super honor them. Ultra, uber honor them. But we love the veterans every day here on,
yes.
And everybody currently serving as well right here on Q106.5. Yeah, Veterans Day is Monday?
week from today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the Marine Corps birthday is on Sunday. Man, love that.
Yeah.
I love this weekend. It makes it hard to celebrate Christmas because you want to celebrate veterans first and then you celebrate Christmas. It's like I put up my tree and then I put them on hold and I'm like, all right, now I want to go celebrate veterans. You know what I mean?
You can't. Okay. Stand in front of your tree and celebrate veterans?
I guess you could do that too, yeah. Could, yeah. But I want the main focus to be on veterans.
Okay.
And then go back to me wanting that PlayStation 5 for Christmas. You know what I'm saying?
I remember one year being here in the studio and I and one of my former coworkers were watching one of the refuelers mm-hmm. flying over Bangor and the boom was down that they used to refuel.
Sure.
And they're flying over downtown Bangor. We're like, that's not right. The boom is not supposed to be down. You know, they do that when they're out over the ocean and they're refueling, but yeah. not around town. That's really weird. I wonder what's going on. And then all of a sudden we realized it's Veterans Day. There's a parade downtown. That's a flyover. Okay.
Did you not have your coffee that day too?
Apparently not.
Okay. I feel really guilty. I got mine. Hold on. Before we get into break here.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh, that is fantastic. Oh my gosh. I wish you could feel how I feel. So energized and revitalized. Rejuvenated, ready to conquer the week.
Are you done?
Q106.5. We're talking sexy men coming up. Hello, pour me a drink. And Ann Sweeney, oh, she is just the sweetest out there. Certainly poured Miss Cindy Campbell a drink this morning, a much needed drink. Oh, are you there?
I'm there.
Oh, hold on. Let me join you. Cheers.
Cheers.
Okay.
All right.
We both have our coffee now. Thanks to Ann Sweeney. Oh, that's it.
I like to move it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Thank you, Ann Sweeney. She does a lot of work with the homeless, and it's just a wonderful woman all around.
Right. Founder of Hope for Homeless. She does wonderful things for everyone, including bringing me coffee this morning. Thank you so much, Ann.
Brought us Halloween candy, this huge bucket that lasted about 17 minutes?
Yeah. And the funny thing, she doesn't know this, but the funny thing is that on Halloween, or the day after Halloween, it got filled up again.
Right.
But instead of chocolate, it's all of this sour stuff.
Which, you know? That's still sitting out there.
Yeah.
Shocking. It's all the suckers and the dum-dums, which are also suckers, and the gummies, and not the good gummies.
Lemon heads and all of that. I don't get sour candy. I'm sorry.
I don't either. See, we agree on so much.
Yeah, candy's supposed to be sweet.
It's supposed to be Reese's. If it doesn't start with an R, we don't want it. And no, we're not talking about Rolos. We're talking about Reese's.
Rolos are good, though.
Ah, you stop it. You and my mom. Oh, you guys can have them all.
I like caramel, you know?
Yeah, not that chewy. I don't want it to take.
Caramel is chewy.
Yeah, I want like the softer caramel. I don't want it to be like and especially in Maine, that caramel gets hard in the cold. So now you got a workout. Your jaw is getting a 50-minute workout trying to eat that one piece of chocolate.
Oh, I think your jaws can handle it. As much exercise as you give them.
Oh, look who has her coffee all of a sudden. She is on fire, ladies and gentlemen. And it hurts. It hurts so much. Okay, let's talk sexy men, huh?
Yes, let's talk sexy men. Sorry. Was that too enthusiastic?
Yeah, I get it. Hey, I'm right there with you. As a mostly heterosexual male, I'm looking at some of these dudes and I'm like, I understand.
Yeah.
So the People magazine, they do this every year. They do the sexiest man alive, and it's going to be revealed on November 12th. Last year, if you remember, was Maine's very own Patrick Dempsey.
Right.
Who won sexiest man alive. A lot of people were shocked. They thought it should have been Ryan Gosling because of the whole Barbie thing. But hey, we'll take a Mainer, huh?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, there were some things said, too, about his age and why at his age he would be sexiest.
Well, I think it's because he hasn't really been doing anything. He wasn't really in the public eye as much as some of the other nominees, like Ryan Gosling, who was everywhere last year.
And is incredibly sexy.
Okay, calm down over there.
I'm just offering an opinion.
Hey, girl, I get it. So, Patrick Dempsey won this year. So now we're all waiting to see.
Last year. Yeah.
Going to find out who wins November 12th, the sexiest man alive.
Right.
Now, while we're waiting, people did put up some polls in different categories where everybody could vote. And 350,000 perverts went onto their website and voted for for specific categories. For example, the sexiest long married star.
Yeah.
That had Ted Danson, Kevin Bacon, Denzel Washington, and Tim McGraw.
Yeah.
Who did you pick?
Tim McGraw.
And he, in fact, won.
Yeah.
Tim McGraw.
There's no question there.
No. It's Tim McGraw.
Yeah. Okay, you do it that way.
Tim McGraw. A lot of other categories like sexiest summer action star, also the sexiest talk show host, sexiest dog dad. I mean, they really broke it down. People were having fun with this. Sexiest tattoos. And we're going to reveal who won some of these categories.
Okay.
Coming up.
You must love the summer action star.
Oh.
I know he's your favorite guy.
No, this is not who I would have picked. I'm a little upset about this one.
Okay.
We'll share who it was coming up in about 10 minutes on David and Cindy, Q106.5.
It's November.
Yes, it is.
That means that it's... Thanks, Mike. I'm sorry. My computer is like...
No, that's okay. But listen, when I'm looking at all these sexy men...
I don't want to do that. Yeah.
I want to eat a big sandwich.
And November is Thanksgiving month, right?
That's right.
Right. Okay. So it's what we all think of when we hear November, we think Thanksgiving. So it makes sense that the sandwich of the month is gimme all your stuffin'. It's a traditional Thanksgiving night sandwich loaded with turkey, stuffing, and cranberry mayo, grilled to perfection on their cast iron press and served with a pickle. You can have it any way you like it. I love mine on hearty sunflower bread because it holds up against all of that turkey and stuffing, and it's so good. I had one of these last week. It's delicious. Harvest Moon Deli's huge menu has sandwiches, wraps, soups, and salads. Trying all the different flavor combinations will take you a while, so make Harvest Moon Deli part of your routine for lunch or dinner. Everything's made fresh, so you can customize your sandwich, wrap, or salad, like I take tomatoes off everything. Anticipate the best meal of November with Harvest Moon Deli's Sandwich of the Month. For November, give me all your stuffin'. Turkey, stuffing, and cranberry mayo, grilled on a cast iron press. Try one today. There are 8 locations in Brewer, Orono, Newport, Waterville, Augusta, and there are 3 in Bangor on Stillwater Avenue, Columbia Street, and Griffin Road. Give me all your stuffin'. Don't miss it because these are delicious. Harvest Moon Deli has curbside takeout and delivery at all locations through DoorDash. Call ahead at your favorite location or order online at harvestmoondeli.com.
On Q106.5, it is David and Cindy. Thank you so much for laughing with us on a Monday where we are 51 days away from Christmas. Can I believe that? And 24 days away from Thanksgiving. All right, we're talking sexy men.
Yeah.
Sexiest man alive. People right. Magazine is going to be revealed on November 12th. Ooh, we have it circled with a big heart on our calendar, don't we, Miss Cindy?
We do. Yeah, sure.
In the meantime, People Magazine, on their website, they put together, compiled a bunch of categories, objectifying certain men. For example, the sexiest talk show host, sexiest dog dad, sexiest action star. We're going to go run through them right now. But 350,000 perverts went on and placed their votes.
They're perverts because they're women or they're people voting for men,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to all the guys who get the Sports Illustrated swimsuit model.
As a man and fellas, listen, yeah. Back me up here because we're all struggling out there. Us men, we are sick and tired of being objectified by primarily you women.
Excuse me?
We have a heart too. We have a soul. We have a personality. We have a brain that
Sports
wants to be appreciated.
Illustrated.
We are sick and tired of being objectified.
Sports. Illustrated
by primarily you women.
Have you ever noticed what the swimsuits look like in that issue?
I'm not familiar with what you're speaking about right now. Sexiest long married star, we already shared it. Tim McGraw got that nod.
That's right.
Sexiest summer action star, 100% do not agree with this.
I knew you wouldn't.
Do not agree with this. This guy is freaking everywhere. The contenders were Ryan Gosling, Hugh Jackman, Ryan Reynolds, hello, Deadpool.
Ryan Gosling, hello.
Yeah, him too.
Fall guy.
But then Glenn Powell comes waltzing in with his abs, and charming smile.
He's just the new kid on the block. You know, he's new.
And he's got good looking eyes too.
Yeah, he's a good looking guy.
And he's in everything. And he knows it too. He knows it doesn't last forever. He was even quoted saying, I got to do everything possible now because I know this fades. I'm like, oh, You're so smart.
He's got kind of an everyman look going, like the really good looking, I don't know, boy next door kind of thing.
Interesting you say everyman look, because I look nothing like him.
No, you don't.
Oh, it hurts so bad. Sexy.
I didn't say that's a bad thing. You just don't look like him.
Yeah. You're like my wife Taylor. He's like, oh, you know, you're better looking than him. I'm like, oh yeah, really? Okay. Tell me another lie. Which I don't mind. I never mind being lied to.
If it's positive, yeah, right. why would you?
Make me believe it.
Right.
Oh, I'm hotter than Chris Hemsworth, which I've been told before. But I'm like, okay. That's fine. Keep saying those lies. Let's see. Sexiest tattoos. Jeremy Allen White beat Post Malone and Bad Bunny and some other guy I don't know. So sexiest tattoos. Although Jeremy Allen White doesn't have too many tattoos. He just has a few.
But he wears them so well. He wears them so well and has shown them off so completely in the Calvin Klein ads.
Yeah. Sexiest podcast host. Come on. The Kelce brothers. That one's easy. Right?
Is it? I guess so.
And then sexiest first-time dad. We'll wrap up with this one because I don't understand it that much. Robert Pattinson. Do we find him attractive?
Not really.
Were you not team Edward?
I was team Jacob all the way.
I was team Jacob too.
All the way.
Oh my gosh, the werewolf.
Couldn't understand that at all. And I know the whole the vampire thing is... Yeah. I mean, I actually gave a guy a license plate once that said vampire because he was very into that whole mystique. So I get that. Huh. But I always thought that Jacob was much better looking.
That really stinks that it didn't work out with Vampire Boy. Sorry to hear that. Mm. And Robert Pattinson is Batman. I don't understand either. I like the movie and he's a good actor. It's just him as Batman. After Christian Bale, come on.
Yeah.
What are you doing? Yeah. Christian Bale and then Michael Keaton, of course, the best Batman of all time.
Right.
It's just hard to watch.
Yeah.
And I think they're making another one with him too. Okay, there you go. There you go, you perverts. Do it. Just do us a favor. At least today, make it a Man Monday and don't objectify us men too much today. Oh.
Can I just add, because I'm very into the DIY shows.
Right.
Chip Gaines won Sexiest Handyman, and I love that because I love Chip Gaines because he's just adorable.
I have no idea who that is.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
Chip and Joanna Gaines have the Magnolia Empire.
Let me ask you an honest question.
Yeah.
Look me in the eyes, too, when you answer this.
Okay.
Would you watch these do-it-yourself shows if it weren't for Chip Gaines?
I actually don't watch that one. But
we just look at the pictures.
But I have watched some of them. But no, you're right. I mean... The brothers, right? What are
the property
names?
Brothers?
The property brothers are adorable.
Oh my god!
Yeah.
Oh, see.
And then there was Ty Pennington who used to be on.
I love Ty Pennington. He was great.
Changing Spaces, was that the name of that? I think.
That's funny. When us guys watch movies, we watch it for the acting and for the plot and the storyline.
Yeah.
We watch it for usually a good love story too. Like what was the latest? Actually, I watched a Glenn Powell movie. There was an actress in there. She was fantastic, so talented. Sydney Sweeney, I think. I don't remember her name. I just admired her acting throughout the film. It was fantastic, and it was a great, cute love story. See, that's what us guys do when we watch cinema.
See, I've had coffee now. I'm not buying that.
820.
Not
your first code. We want you to win this trip to go see Kane Brown in San Diego, California.
Speaking of great tattoos, Kane Brown.
That's speaking of objectifying men and women, San Diego, California. Listen, I've been there and they're okay.
Kane Brown
too.
Yeah.
820, that first code. Listen here, David and Cindy, Q106.5. I have to start bringing gloves. I guess I need to throw a pair in my truck now.
Yeah.
Something you need. Q106.5, David and Cindy. Walk outside of my hands just go, whoa, can't move them.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
Yeah, I'm going to wish I had those later when I'm at the school. Okay. Walking across in front of the school, but, you know.
Pockets. I'll put two pair in my truck. You just heard from Kane Brown. Coming up in less than 10 minutes, we're going to have your first code of the day for you to win a Kane Brown experience on Q106.5 in San Diego, California.
Yeah.
How incredible is this?
It is.
Flight for two. You get to bring a friend.
Yeah.
Hotel stay for two nights.
$500 in spending money.
Say what?
Tickets to the show.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Listen for that code coming up here again, less than 10 minutes, and you want to enter that on the Q106.5 app. All right. Coming up, something. So election day is tomorrow.
Yes.
And I know we're all bummed because we want to keep hearing those political ads and all the rhetoric from both sides. We want to, we're like, who wants to stop hearing that? I wish it would go through the holidays. I wish we did the election on January. I'm kidding.
Good, because I was about ready to throw something at you. I am so ready for political ads to be done.
There is something in New Jersey that's on a ballot in a community.
Really?
Right. That okay. Where something could end that people weren't able to do for the past 120 years. A New Jersey suburb is poised to eliminate something after 128 years. They weren't able to do this, but everybody else in the country was.
Oh, I want to know what this is.
I'm going to tell you coming up. Okay. In addition to country music news with Jordan Verge and that code for the Kane Brown Experience.
Very cool.
It's all on the way on David and Cindy, Q106.5.
I noticed in my Facebook Messenger yesterday that 7 years ago, my husband and I had been without power for days and stayed a couple nights in a hotel because it was so cold. Winter is on our doorstep. So if you've been putting off getting your roof replaced, the time to call my friends at Home Roofing Solutions is now, especially since they've extended their Roof It or Lose It special roof replacement savings and pricing options for any home or budget. That's right. What I said last month was ending on October 31st. They've extended it through November. So, I almost said January. Wow. So through November. So call today to schedule your free quote. They'll send an expert to your house to assess your job, talk to you about options like asphalt shingles or metal roofing, and fill you in on the best warranty package in the business. If the price is keeping you from picking up the phone, don't worry. The folks at Home Roofing Solutions can talk to you about their financing options so you may be able to roof now and pay later. Honestly, they just want you to have a safe, secure roof before winter hits. So call them today and get started on your free quote. With 4 locations in Aetna, Bangor, Gorham, and Holton, they can serve you even faster. And most jobs are typically done in a day or two. Get that first quote scheduled by calling 269-HOME. That's 269-4663. Or find them online at homeroofingsolutions.com.
Hi, we are David and Cindy. Thanks for laughing with us on a Monday, the first Monday of November. And we're joined I didn't write it down and I meant to.
Wait, the last ones you've been writing down?
No, but I was just my New Year resolution or my new month resolution.
I was going to say Hello. Not just because I said January doesn't mean it is
right. Well, it feels like January to me. It feels like I don't know what this feels like. It's freezing.
New month resolutions. Is new, awesome.
New month resolution was to write down this intro for the incredible Jordan Verge for when he joins us. This segment in every 8 a.m. hour. On the Monday through Friday days.
You nailed it last week. What happened?
I don't know. It's Monday, man.
It's a long weekend, I guess.
But you've had all that coffee this morning, so you should be on it.
How much coffee have you had?
Quite a bit.
You said more than me because I didn't have any coffee at home to bring in with me, and there was no coffee here when I came in. Thank you to Ann Sweeney who brought me coffee this morning.
That's very nice.
Lifesaver. Yes. Before we get into the code for Kane Brown, I'm going to answer this question that I asked last segment.
Okay.
What is something that's happening in New Jersey tomorrow where the people in this suburb will be able to do this after 120 years? They weren't able to do this, and everybody else in the country could, except for this suburb in New Jersey. It's on their ballot tomorrow to eliminate.
Okay.
So, alcohol sale prohibition.
There you go. I was going to say, what was going on in 1904?
There's a community in New Jersey where you can't drink.
You cannot.
Drink.
Haddon Heights, New Jersey voters taking up liquor licenses on Tuesday on their ballots. And they, for the past 120 years, they have not been able to buy liquor.
I can't.
Have liquor licenses.
I have family by marriage in New Jersey, and I can't imagine there's anywhere in New Jersey where they can't drink.
Right? Haddon Heights or Haddon Heights? I feel like it would be Haddon.
I don't know. How's it spelled?
H-A-D-D-O-N.
Probably Haddon, right?
All right. We'll go with...
Because it's Madden.
You know? Okay. Well, you would think, but it's also Ford, and then you have Hannaford.
I understand.
Okay.
So, and it is New Jersey.
It is confusing.
Haddon Heights was incorporated in 1904, currently has no bars or liquor stores. And despite that, it's not a dry borough, but they do, they're not exa- they do have a brewery that just recently opened. But this is something that they're looking to change for that they haven't been able to do for the past 120 years, to be able to have bars and liquor licenses in their area.
Wow.
Good for them. So it seems like it's probably going to pass by a lot, right? Have we looked at the polling?
I'm assuming that it will pass, yes.
Yeah. I would think
we'll
so.
We'll find out tomorrow.
Oh, good for them.
Yeah. By the way, they also have the healthiest people and healthiest relationships out of the rest of the country, too.
Everyone there has a six-pack.
Yeah, and nobody argues. They all look like Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively, and they say the most loving community as well, too. It's very weird.
Yeah.
We'll check back in next year, see what happens.
See, my husband grew up on the Jersey Shore, where there's a bar like every 3 feet.
Hey, Haddon Heights has the lowest divorce rate in the country, 2024. 2025, there's not a single couple still married. Not a single couple. All right, let's get that code for the Kane Brown Experience.
Sure, you can see Kane Brown in San Diego. Have you guys ever been to San Diego?
I used to live there.
Oh, okay.
I don't think I ever have.
That's really cool. I've never been to San Diego.
It's a beautiful city.
Okay, so if folks won the trip to San Diego to see Kane Brown,
sure,
they would win a round-trip airfare for two there.
Right.
Two-night hotel stay.
Yeah.
Two tickets to see Kane Brown in concert in San Diego.
Could be great. Right.
Plus $500 in spending cash.
Wow. Right.
What's the code?
Well, okay, I'll get there. David, once they get to San Diego, as some say.
Sure.
What can they expect? What is San Diego like?
What's the code?
Beautiful downtown clean area. Roller coasters on the beach. Oh, fish tacos. The best Mexican food because you're right there on the border. Don't you dare go to Tijuana. I know you'll be tempted, but just don't. You won't come back. There's no reason to go to Tijuana. You'll see some weird things. And seriously, you won't come back. You're not. You won't come back. And not because you don't want to. You're going to want to. But you're not going to come back. Stay in the San Diego side.
Sure. Okay. So if you win this trip.
What's the code?
Well, take the code that David's about to give you. Open up the Q106.5 app. Tap the Kane Brown button right on the homepage.
871.
Scroll on down to the 8 o'clock hour and enter 871.
There you go.
Your chance to win all the things we just talked about.
871.
Nicely done.
Good luck.
Where's the place they don't go to?
Tijuana.
Yeah, don't go there.
Don't go there. Country music news.
Q106.5.
Straight from Nashville.
It's country music news.
Country Music News on Q106.5 is brought to you by Rowell's Garage in Dover Foxcroft. For a fair, honest deal on your next quality vehicle, go to Rowell's Garage in Dover Foxcroft. We talk about Jelly Roll a lot. He frequently makes stops at jail facilities while he's on tour,
right,
giving special performances for the incarcerated people in the cities he visits.
Right.
Typically at these events, it's Jelly Roll who's the performing, you know, being the one to perform and entertain those who are behind bars.
Right.
But this time he did something a little different at a recent jail visit in Chesterfield, Virginia.
Okay.
At one point during a stop at the facility, Jelly, we've talked about this before, he goes by Jelly when out and about.
Jelly.
Jelly took a seat and let the inmates perform for him.
Oh, that's fun.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah, in a video that was shared to his Instagram page, Jelly took time to just be a fan. One shot shows him holding up his phone, recording the performance. The musicians showing off their talents were members of the Helping Addicts Recover Progressively program, also known as HARP, which is a jail-based peer-to-peer recovery model that requires participants to voluntarily commit to a six-month inpatient stay. Jelly Roll made some phone calls to the sheriff and quickly arranged to have four men from the jail facility who were performing for him come to a show dressed in street clothes, not in jail uniforms,
right,
and sing with him on stage.
Oh, heck yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, what a cool experience.
That is so cool.
Yeah, and what better way to have hope that, you know, you can turn your life around than performing and seeing somebody who actually did it.
Right.
Through Jelly Roll.
Exactly.
Through Jelly.
He posted on his Instagram saying, "My hope." So it's a quote.
Yeah, you got it. You know the rule. You got to impersonate them if you're going to quote them.
I only talk to God when I need him.
Okay, you got it.
My hope with bringing these men out on stage. Yeah,
you're nailing it.
Okay.
It sounds just like him.
My hope with bringing these men out on stage with me is that Jelly they can here? See a larger picture of what life can become. The place they're in now is not the end, and the future can be so much more than their wildest dreams.
How many times have you been to jail, Jordan?
Like to visit?
Or? Yeah, and Cindy too. Go ahead, answer. How many times?
I don't think I've ever been in jail.
I've never been in jail, and I've never been inside a jail.
Yeah, me neither. Okay, continue.
Well, the video is available over on the Q106.5 app and on Jelly Roll's Instagram. It's super cool. And of course, you know, with Jelly Roll involved, of course, it's super wholesome too.
Yeah. Do you believe David's never been in jail?
Hey, whoa, I was asking you guys. This is inquiet. We just have a friendly conversation. Get to know one another.
Hey, look me in the eyes.
What? Hey, speaking of which, Jelly Roll's I Am Not Okay is coming up.
Okay.
Make sure you enter that code 871 on the Q106.5 app.
871.
David and Cindy, Q106.5. Hey, the first one of November.
Yay. Yeah. Hey, big hi going out to Craig at Superior Fence. Thanks for listening this morning. They have the coolest red pickup truck.
Do they now?
It's a classic red truck, and I love classic trucks.
Better than firefighter trucks?
Firefighter trucks?
Well, you like the trucks that firefighters drive, like fire trucks.
Like fire trucks?
Listen, I like to overcomplicate things, okay?
I like fire trucks. I like classic pickups better, but...
When I say ATM, I go ATM machine.
Yeah, I do too.
Also, shout out to Tammy from Bucksport. She's driving to work in Castine. And she says that she listens every morning.
Oh, nice.
So, Tammy, thank you so much. And then Craig from Superior Fence, thank you so much.
Yeah.
By the way, Queen Katie says hello, too.
Yes.
where are we going with this? Oh, yeah. So, that New Jersey town.
Yeah.
So, there's a town in New Jersey. They have no divorces ever because they haven't sold alcohol there in over 120 years.
Okay, we don't know about the divorce thing, do we?
No, we're making
really?
That up.
Yeah, okay.
But we are going to follow the divorce rate. We're gonna look up their divorce rate from the past couple of years to next year after they vote tomorrow to allow liquor license in their suburb for the first time in 120 years.
Maybe there will be less divorces because they can drink in town instead of having to leave town to go drink.
That's right. It's like, where have you been? It's like, you know I can't just go down the street. I have to drive 5 hours away.
What are you talking about? Come on.
Let's go to the phones. Hi, who's this? Where are you calling from?
Buffy.
Okay, what's up, Buffy?
I just wanted to make a comment that we used to have a dry town here in Maine as well. Little town of Corinth.
Oh.
Was not allowed to sell any alcohol until like 2 years ago.
I forgot about that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Corinth. Okay. They turned that around just for me. They knew I was coming from the West Coast, and they're like, all right, we can't have any towns like this here. He's going to be really cold during the winter. He's going to need everything it takes to keep him warm.
Right.
So I haven't been to Corinth in a minute. How are the marriages there? Are they still pretty strong?
I believe so.
Okay. Oh, that's funny. Well,
that's
Buffy, where are you headed this morning?
I'm headed to Bangor.
All right. Well, you drive safe, and thank you so much for that little bit of knowledge this morning.
Oh, you're welcome.
Have a great day.
You too.
That's okay. Corinth. All right.
I can't believe that. I forgot that.
Yeah. I'm honestly surprised any town in New England would ever be dry.
I know.
That's not me being judgmental, but that's just me being judgmental.
Those hot toddies and Irish coffees, man, they keep you warm in the wintertime.
I know, right? And all I've heard about is ice fishing and whiskey.
Yeah.
You don't mess around. Coming up, speaking of being cold, first of all, it's going to be 70 on Wednesday. Get prepared for that.
Yeah.
That's what they're forecasting right now. If you haven't noticed, the sun set a little earlier yesterday.
Yes.
6:20 tonight, going to set even earlier than that. 4:20 yesterday, 4:18 tonight, the sun will set. And the days are only going to get shorter all the way through winter solstice, which is December 21st.
Right.
Each day leading up to then gets shorter and shorter.
I know.
I'm sorry. And it is scientifically proven that without sunlight, with little and minimal sunlight, the depression increases. So what we're asking you right now is, what do you do during these long winter nights to keep your beautiful face smiling? What is your little trick that you do aside from drinking? We can all agree that, yes, that makes us temporarily happy.
Right.
What is that thing you do during the long winter months that keeps that beautiful face of yours smiling? 207-991-9500. Or you can hit up the app.
Yeah, leave us a message or a voicemail on the Q106.5 app. I made some strides toward that over the weekend.
Ooh.
I'll tell you about it coming up.
Oh, you little tease.
That's me.
Can't wait to hear. And your responses as well. On the way, Q106.5. Thank you so much. We are David and Cindy. Happy Monday. Ooh, Squid Game 2 trailer just got released over the weekend. Did you watch Squid Game?
I did not.
Oh, don't watch it.
I heard a lot about it, and there was nothing I heard that made me want to watch it. So.
It was such a pandemic show. It was like, oh, we're already feeling depressed. I'm kind of terrified of going outdoors. Let's watch something that'll terrify us and depress us even more.
Yeah.
Squid Game.
No.
Trailer drop. Squid Game 2 comes out on Netflix December 26. It was one of those shows that once you start, you can't stop watching, but you really want to turn away. It's like, oh, it's like a bad accident. It's like, yeah. Oh, I don't want to look at that, but I'm gonna. Yeah, that's Squid Game in a nutshell on Netflix. And there you go. If you are a fan, you're a creep. And it comes out December 26.
I know one of my sons really loved it. He was like, oh, you got to watch this. And I read up on it a little bit, and it's like, you know what? I have no interest.
Yeah, it's a good, it's hard to call it a good show. I mean, it's a show. Yeah. It's a show that people watch, and a lot of people do, and it was number one on Netflix for a while.
Okay.
All right, and we're all going to be looking for stuff to watch, too, with that sun setting tonight at 4:18.
Yeah.
And it's only going to get earlier and earlier as we march on toward December 21st, winter solstice, and then things turn around and the days start getting longer again.
Yeah, a lady I know every day after that will post how many minutes of sunshine we gained.
Oh, after December 21st?
After December 21st.
Oh, I love that. My grandparents got, both of them have passed, but my grandpa married my grandma on December 21st, and he would always say, and I'm a young child, mind you, I'm 8 years old. I went through puberty at the age of 5, so I understood. But I'm still only 8 years old. And he goes, you know why I married Grandma on December 21st, right? And I go, because it's close to Christmas, Grandpa. And he goes, longest night of the year.
Yep. My parents' anniversary is on December 20th. Thank you for putting that in my head.
Yeah, you're welcome. Second longest night of the year. Yeah, baby. Grandma, Grandpa, getting it on.
Yeah.
So what do you do to keep your beautiful face smiling during these long winter nights? Because I got to tell you, after watching the sunset at 4:20 last night, I was like, it's already, do I go to bed? It's 5:00.
Yeah.
There's a football game on at 8:20.
Exactly. Why am I so tired? Because it's dark outside.
Yeah. What do you do to stay energized and happy?
I've talked about the fact that I've been renovating my room. It's been a slow process, but the walls were kind of a gray that I didn't like. It's gray enough outside. And so I painted the walls green. And when November started, I thought, you know what I'm going to do? I have all of these pictures that I've taken from my yard. I'm going to put all of these, my favorite summer pictures and lots of flower pictures.
Oh, heck yeah.
And I'm going to put them up all over the walls of my green room. So it's going to be very summery in there.
Right.
So anytime I'm getting depressed, I can just go hang out in my room.
I'd love that.
Yeah.
What do you do? 207-991-9500. That's such a good idea, Cindy.
Yeah.
I would go for running. I would make sure I get up at sunrise and go for a run. So I got as much sun as possible right away to kick off the day.
Yeah.
Now, granted, I did that in California, Southern California.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm going to be able to do that in the beautiful state of Maine. Maybe on Wednesday when the high is 70 degrees.
Yeah.
But, for example, this morning, well, first of all, I work Monday through Friday. In the mornings. So, right. And this is something I would do on the weekends back in California. Looking ahead, it's going to be 20 degrees in the morning.
Right.
I don't know. Can I run in it looking like the Michelin man? I'll pat it up. I'll give it a try.
Yeah.
But I don't know how effective I will be.
Work up some energy there and it'll keep you warm. Right?
Stretch indoors and get all warmed up and then I step outside and go, nope, we're going to do jumping jacks in the garage.
That's right. Time for coffee.
207-991-9500.
Or leave us a message or a voicemail on the Q106.5 app.
What keeps that beautiful face smiling during the long winter nights? We want to hear on Q106.5. I know one place that I can always go to that always puts a smile on my face. In fact, I went Friday night. Ooh, and I was so happy to be there. I'm talking about Mason's Brewing Company. They have two locations. They're my new homes away from home, Machias and Brewer. Love them both. We got beautiful weather in the forecast for this Wednesday. And they have a full bar with bourbon to keep you warm on colder days like today. If you're hearing me right now talk about Mason's, by the way, this is your sign that you deserve a Mason's beer on tap for lunch. So many delicious options to choose from. You also get some of their delicious food, beer, gorgeous views, beer, incredible staff who brings the beer. Mason's Brewing Company. What did I get on Friday? Oh, thanks for asking. I tried their Brewhouse fries. Fresh cut fries, mushroom, bacon, and brandy cream sauce covered with cheese curd and fresh herbs. Oh my goodness. It was to die for. Also tried their smoked chicken wings for the first time, which I was shocked that I haven't tried before. And they have a dry rub, several different flavors, but I tried their maple sriracha. Wow. Fantastic. Then we went to the pies. My mom was in town, so of course I took her to Mason's. It's my favorite place. We got a... Oh, gosh, what pies did I get? Hold on, I'm pulling them up right now. I got the Mr. Brooks, red sauce, pepperoni, hot Italian sausage, olives, chili oil, and fresh basil. So freaking good. And then we also tried their Queen Margarita, red sauce, marinated fresh mozzarella, parmesan, basil. They're all delicious at Mason's Brewing Company. It is your sign right now to go there for lunch, for dinner, this week, for the beer, the food, the views, and the staff. See you at Mason's Brewing Company. By the very talented Jordan Fox.
Thank you so much.
And we are 51 days away from Christmas. Can't believe that. And 24 days away from Thanksgiving. Hey, with that being said, you guys, yeah. I have a question for you, if you don't mind me asking. Do you mind me asking?
No.
I mean, I guess you can do that.
Okay, sure. Thank you very much. How many pastry chefs does it take to make a Thanksgiving pie? How many pastry chefs does it take to make a Thanksgiving pie? You got the pumpkin pie. You got the apple pie. Ooh, here in Maine, probably a delicious blueberry pie. Yeah,
then there's mincemeat pie.
Oh, yeah. How many pastry chefs does it take to make a pie?
One.
Is it 3.14?
Gosh dang it! Gosh dang it, Jordan!
Can't believe I ate that whole thing.
You ate it, Ralph.
Unbelievable. I have so few things that bring me joy in life. So few things. A combo four from Taco Bell. Ooh. Sometimes a good Danielle Steele book with a blanket and a cozy warm fire.
I'm reading one right now.
Oh, I bet you are. Pervert. And of course, my punchlines to these silly jokes. And Jordan Verge has ruined it once again.
I want you to have happiness in your life, David.
But obviously not.
But this, getting the punchlines right, that brings me happiness.
And there you go.
Listen, I want happiness more than you. I just want it more, okay?
Hey, how do you stay happy with these long winter nights? How do you stay long with these shorter days and long winter nights? The sun is setting at 4:18 tonight. Tomorrow it'll probably be 4:16, and it only goes down, and the sun sets earlier and earlier as we approach winter solstice, December 21st.
So we're saying no to drinking, right?
Well, drinking is a given, okay?
Okay.
So everybody collectively says drinking.
Okay. Well, I watch basketball games. That gets me sweaty.
That counts.
Yeah,
that's good.
Okay, that brings you joy. Keeps that dopamine. The dopamine's in your brain, right? That's the happy.
Dopamine. Yeah.
The happy chemical. Yeah. The dopamines and the endorphins and all that in your brain going.
Yeah. Indoor sports: basketball, hockey.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Go to a UMaine game.
Yeah.
Cindy had a great recommendation. She's turning a room into basically summer.
Yeah, it's kind of going to be kind of a summer room with lots of pictures of flowers and my summer yard and yeah.
Which I absolutely love that idea. Mary Sullivan says spending time with my family between game nights to movie nights. Oh, hosting game nights is a great idea.
That's fun.
Hosting a movie night, great idea. She also says decorating and baking together. Mary, those great suggestions.
That's wonderful. The only problem I have with the baking together is there's only two of us in the house, and that means I eat. at least half of it.
Probably more.
Yeah, well, you've got some great, you know, friends and coworkers that you can bring.
You know, you got two right here. If you're going to bake, I don't know, a pie.
Yeah, if I bring baked goods in, you guys will be like, wow, that looks really good, but I can't eat that, so.
I would eat it. Yeah, I would probably.
Maybe have like a quarter of one.
From California, Matt from Alyssa Viejo, rubbing it in our faces. How does he stay warm during the longer winter nights? Bonfires at the beach. Hey, Matt. Listen, I love that idea. Bonfire at the beach is fantastic. I remember doing that in Huntington Beach. Not going to do that on Sand Beach here in Maine.
We can do that right on the mighty Penobscot River. Big bonfire right by Mason's.
No. Oh, when it's too cold to even go outside and start a fire.
Yeah.
One of my neighbors actually had a fire over the weekend. They have a huge garden, and they were burning some of the stuff in the garden. And he's standing out there in his heavy coat and his gloves with his phone.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Standing next to this big fire because it was still cold.
Yeah. I love that your fingers get so cold. They did over the weekend, too, where I'm like, I can't even get on my phone. You know, I just can't even. What am I doing? I can't even get on my phone. 207 night, and it was only 20-something degrees. I understand.
Yeah, get ready for it.
I am. I mean, I am.
Already.
I am.
You have to prepare yourself. Do you have the hot warmers, or what are they called? Like the
hand warmers?
Hand warmers.
Yeah.
Oh, hot hands.
Hot hands. Yeah, invest in like a bundle of those.
I got the rechargeable ones. They last like 8 hours.
Oh, well, that's not long enough, David.
207-991-9500.
Or leave a message or a voicemail on the Q106.5 app.
Got to post up on the Q106.5 Facebook as well. You can leave your suggestion in the comments. But how do we keep those beautiful faces smiling throughout these shorter days?
Coming up, I'll tell you the coldest my hands ever got. And it will horrify you.
Hold on. Let me look. All right. You still have 10 fingers.
I still do.
Okay. So not that cold.
No, but it was pretty bad.
On the way, David and Cindy, Q106.5. We are David and Cindy, joined every 9 o'clock hour by the very talented Jordan Burns.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, David. Thank you so much.
Oh, my God. Okay. So, it's a little too much.
Okay.
Calm down over there.
Okay.
It's Monday, man. Do this on Friday.
I understand.
Yeah.
Thanks, Dave.
The sun sets tonight at 4:18, and that's only going to get earlier and earlier as we approach December 21st.
That's horrible. Winter solstice.
Yeah.
4:18.
Yeah, which technically is 5:18 before we set the clock back.
Back. Yeah. So. Yeah, by the way, if your clock is reading 10:28 right now, it's 9:28, and your whole day is messed up already. Mm-hmm. Your whole day, where have you been? It's 9:28.
I am so guilty of that. My car says 10:28 right now. It's probably going to be a couple weeks before I change it.
Yeah. I get up Sunday morning. My husband is watching TV. He has to go to work, you know, in a few hours. And he has an alarm clock.
Right.
The big numbers on it. And I said, by the way, you do know that that's off by an hour, right? It's not. I think it was like, it's not 7:30. It's 6:30.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, awesome.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I got that hour. Till he realizes the sun sets at 4:18. One thing I did on Sunday or Saturday night, I went and changed the clocks, but I put them all an hour ahead. And I'm talking every single one, the oven, microwave, coffee maker, everything.
Yeah.
And I was about to go, set the time, and I was like, something doesn't feel right here. Something doesn't feel right. Can you imagine if I let that slide? I would have been 2 hours off of everything. I'm so happy. Like something in the back of my brain was like, no. You were talking about it last week. What were you saying? You were saying, fall back. Yes, fall. What were you doing, David?
So you'd be going to throw like football on in your mind at like 1 o'clock, but you'd still have like 2 hours.
It would be 11 a.m., yeah. Right?
Come into work, David's been here for 2 hours.
Right. Why am I here?
Yeah, where have you been, Cindy?
Yeah. He's messaging me going, where are you?
I'm on air doing breaks at 3 a.m. People are like, I do the third shift. This isn't normal.
Yeah.
Who's this guy?
Yeah.
Over the weekend, Jordan Verge did something that just makes me so proud.
What did I do?
And it makes me thrilled that he's going to share his review of this film, because this is certainly something to do to help make everybody smile during these short winter days, long winter nights. And that's what we're looking for, by the way. 207-991-9500. How do you keep smiling throughout the long winter nights? What keeps you going? Because you're getting less and less sunshine.
Yeah.
We'll share the review of this movie that I'm shocked that you haven't watched. It's from the 1980s, and it's a classic.
It is a classic.
Well, you know me, David. Why are you shocked that I haven't seen a movie?
Well, you surprised me because you've watched every episode of Seinfeld multiple times, yet you haven't watched the number one Christmas movie of all time.
Well, I didn't necessarily think it was the number one.
That's what we'll interrupt you there. We'll share your review of the number one Christmas movie. That's the number one Christmas movie. You see, there's a list of top 10 Christmas movies. This one sits on the number one spot. If there was a totem pole, this movie would be at the top of that totem pole, okay? If movies were in an Olympic game, they were in a competition, this movie would receive the gold because it's the number one Christmas movie of all time. And Jordan Verge watched it over the weekend. He's going to share his review.
Yeah, okay. It was probably number one up until 2022, but I'll tell you more about that later.
Q106.5, it's David and Cindy. 6.5, we are David and Cindy. Thanks for laughing with us on the first Monday of November 2024. And we're joined every 9 o'clock hour by the very talented Jordan Verge.
Oh, thank you.
What keeps your beautiful face smiling during these short winter days, long winter nights?
So I got a text from a buddy, and I don't know if I can say this, David. Okay, I'm not really necessarily a professional. I don't know how to talk about this.
Right.
Give it a try. I don't know how to do this. So it's cold. Okay. Right.
Yeah.
And what was the prompt that you said? To keep warm and keep a smile on your face?
Yeah, you want to keep your beautiful face smiling. That, you know, the sun's setting at 4:18 tonight. The days are only going to get shorter as we approach winter solstice in December. Mm-hmm. And so your buddy said to do this. For the love of God? Mm-hmm. Let us know. We're all looking for tips and tricks on how to stay happy and get our endorphins and that dopamine fix in our brain, that chemical.
The nights are longer.
Yeah, sure, yeah. So what was your... I don't understand. What was your buddy saying to do?
I don't know. Can
you tell us what it rhymes with?
No, I don't know. No? I don't know what I could do. What could I say? Cindy, help me out. What could I say
I don't know what it is.
What are you doing to me?
Okay, hey, here's that. So, for example...
Are you talking about having relations?
Yeah, it's a two or multiple parties.
Two or multiple people.
I guess. I don't know what people do.
What tools would we need? Like for example, Cindy said with her bedroom, she needs a hammer and a nail.
Cindy,
So what makes the days go by quicker when there's not a lot of sun? What makes you happy?
I just want to know the multiple people part of this.
Well, Miss Cindy, here, let me break that down for you. Being from Los Angeles, Howard left a voicemail on the Q106.5 app. You can do that too. The Q106.5 app, very easy to leave a voice message. You can do it as a solo act or a duo act or multiple people leaving a voicemail. And Howard went solo this morning with his voice message on the Q106.5 app. Let's hear what Howard has to say. Yeah.
Good morning, guys. This is your favorite person calling in. Be able to go out and fire up the grill.
There you go.
Yeah.
How bad do you have to bundle up to go?
I can't get the lighter to work.
Okay, so I was going to tell you the coldest my hands ever were.
Oh, yeah.
I was in a parade once, okay, and we spent the afternoon sub-zero temperatures decorating this stupid float.
That's good. It sounds like you worked really hard on it.
You're really happy and proud with the product.
It looked really good, but we were so cold. Right. And we went in and, you know, had some hot chocolate, whatever, and went back out. And then we were in the parade, which in Bangor, the parade is in the evening.
Oh.
So very cold.
Sure.
We got done and some of the people I was with, some people I worked with, needed a ride back to their car. And I'm like, oh, my car's right over here. Come with me. And I went over and I put my key in the lock. But my hand was so frozen, I could not make the motion to turn the key.
Oh, my gosh.
So someone else reached over and turned the key for me and opened the door. We got in, put the key in the ignition. I can't turn the ignition. So somebody else had to actually turn the ignition for me.
Were you able to drive?
Yes.
Wow.
Yep. Got them to where they needed to go. Got I was staying with my parents then, went to my parents' house and like dove under the covers. And my parents came home. They're like, I don't think she's here.
Wow.
But her car is here.
So to stay warm and happy during the winter months, what you did is you got a group of people to turn on the ignition and got that bad boy going.
Let it up, man.
And you said you drove.
Yeah.
Every, wow. That's all right.
Was it a manual or a...
Q106.5. We are David and Cindy and joined every 9 o'clock hour by the very talented Jordan Verge.
Oh, thank you.
All right. There is a list. There is a list. Very, 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 various variations. Where am I going with this, man? I need this Monday to end.
Wow.
There are several variations of this list, but always number one is National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. These lists are titled Best Christmas Movies of All Time.
Right.
And on every single list, always, every valid list anyway, is number one, Christmas Vacation, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation starring Chevy Chase. And Jordan Verge finally watched it, Cindy.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yes,
I can't believe you went that long without watching it, but I'm glad you finally did.
27 years, yeah. We were talking last Friday about the best Christmas movies, because Friday was what, November 1st? November 1st. I put up my Christmas tree, by the way.
Oh, very cool.
Oh, yeah.
Nice. Yeah.
Nice.
Merry Christmas.
It is Christmas.
Yeah. Merry Christmas. It's
beginning. So I figured to get into the Christmas spirit, sure. I wanted to throw on a movie that that David and Cindy, you both had really been raving about
right.
That Friday.
Right.
National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. I've never seen it before.
Right.
And going into this movie, my impression was that it was really, really funny. But it wasn't as funny as Something from Tiffany's.
Okay, that's okay.
Yeah. The 2022 Netflix rom-com, Christmas rom-com starring Zoe Dutch. That's my favorite Christmas movie.
See, I have to go find that now.
When did it come out?
2022.
Yeah, that's not it. It's National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
I think that National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, the entire time I was just hate watching it.
Right.
Because I was laughing and I was like, oh, that's a really funny thing. Oh, the septic thing.
Let me say something just to get proof that you did in fact watch it. When I say, why is the carpet wet, Todd? What do you say in return?
I don't know. Why is the, am I nailing it?
No.
Oh, what is it?
I don't know, Margot.
Oh, I don't know. I watched it once, Dave.
Okay, you gotta go. Well, go back, watch it again.
And I thought it was funny.
Go back and watch it multiple times until you're able to recite it word for word and annoy your partner while watching the film like I do.
All right, so when I say, wait, how much is this? And imagine they're at Tiffany's, okay?
I've never seen this movie.
No.
You should watch it, though. I think it's a really fun watch.
Okay, maybe. All right, I will. I will because you watched National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Yeah, I will. That's watch a fair it too. Tribe. I'm curious.
And I love Christmas movies.
Yeah.
It's a really bad movie, and I'm just making you guys waste time.
We'll give you our review at some point on Wednesday when we do What You Watch on Wednesday. So we have until Wednesday. That's our homework.
Okay, cool.
Breakfast at Tiffany's 2022 film.
Something at Tiffany's.
Not Breakfast at Movies, which actually is a classic.
Breakfast at Tiffany's.
Right. Breakfast at Tiffany's is.
You said Breakfast at Movies.
Breakfast at Tiffany's. Oh, my goodness. Let's get out of here. Words of wisdom outside of National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation being the number one Christmas movie of all time. What are other words of wisdom?
Enjoy the holidays because they only come around once a year.
Great advice. Love that. That's good advice. Take it all in.
Wear gloves when it's cold.
Wear gloves when it's cold. Love that. Too. Take it all in because then you'll end up with a group of people and you'll be trying to...
You can't start the engine.
Get it on. Get this. Turn on that engine. Oh, that's one way to warm up. In honor of Quincy Jones passing away, take your shot now. Tomorrow isn't promised, and you never know when you'll get another chance. So take that shot now, whether it's asking that girl or guy out, whether it's asking for a raise, whether it's taking a leap and moving somewhere, who knows? Take that shot now. Stop waiting.
We are the world.
Oh, great, Quincy. And he did that. Quincy Jones did that song with? He produced it with? Pop quiz.
Michael Jackson.
Lionel Richie.
Oh, Lionel Richie.
Okay. That was my second.
They came together.
We are the world.
And Michael Jackson, of course, played it.
The people.
People. I couldn't come up with that.
Keep it going.
We are the ones who
make a look at that. We're out of time.